How could artificial intelligence and predictive analytics transform the healthcare industry? According to our next guest, Rajiv Varnanki, it lies in simplifying the business of care. As CEO of Lyric, Raj's leadership is marked by a commitment to reimagine healthcare through the lens of AI by reducing complexity and maximizing efficiency. With over 25 years of experience in innovation across healthcare and technology, Raj shares his valuable insights on leveraging machine learning, predictive modeling, and responsible AI to empower health plan payers with increased accuracy and cost savings. Join us to learn how Raj and the Lyric team are driving innovation, harnessing the power of AI to simplify transactions, enhance collaboration between payers and providers, and ultimately deliver personalized, proactive care. Let's go.
Welcome to Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli, where we highlight and speak with the innovators, the game changers, and the pioneers who are deeply passionate and relentless in solving the problems our world is facing today. This is your opportunity to connect with and learn from these leaders and to support them on their mission. Perhaps they will soon be hearing your story as well. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you on this journey with us.
Hi, Rajiv. A warm welcome to our podcast today.
Hi, Mike. Pleasure to be here and great to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and it is so great to finally meet up on the podcast. But given your 25 plus years of experience in innovation-driven industry and social change across healthcare and technology, coupled with your commitment to reimagine healthcare through the lens of artificial intelligence with the ultimate goal of reducing complexity and helping simplify the business of care, I'm extremely excited and eager for this conversation today. But before we dive in, a bit of housekeeping. While listening to any of our episodes, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you will automatically receive episode updates in your podcast player. Simply search Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And lastly, please visit the bottom of the episode notes to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter in order to further the conversations occurring on this podcast. All right, Raj, it's almost time for our community to learn how you and the Lyric team are leveraging the power of machine learning, AI, and predictive analytics to empower health plan payers with pathways to increase accuracy and efficiency while maximizing value and savings. But first, what's that one piece of advice that you would give to others who are passionate about reimagining the health of our world?
That's a great question, Mike. Thanks for starting us off with a softball here. I think the issue that sometimes as entrepreneurs we face is that we fall in love with the solutions. And there was a great book by Levine, co-founder of Waze, about falling in love with the problem, you know, and not the solution. And I think that applies to all the entrepreneurs that want to take on healthcare and reimagine it, which is spend more time on studying and embracing the problem and even fall in love with the problem. And I think from there, the solutions and the pathway to change will light up much more effectively than perhaps, you know, trying to shoehorn a solution into a problem that's not well-defined.
Oh my gosh, it's such a timely piece of advice. Raj, I just had coffee a few days ago with an aspiring entrepreneur and he said, hey, a good friend of mine, we're going to partner up, we're going to build this piece of technology and we're really excited of the potential of it. And I said, have you talked to anybody? Have you gotten any feedback besides talking to yourselves? He's like, no, but it's going to be awesome. And I'm like, well, time out. You can't fall in love with your own product and your own service and what you're building. You need to get out of your office, get on the street, because at the end of the day, no one gives a shit about what you think about your product. It matters what the end user thinks about the product and the service and technologies. I couldn't agree more, Raj. It is important. I mean, it's something I had to learn along the way. Raj, especially in healthcare. I mean, you know it. You've been doing this. We're going to talk about your story career. You've been doing this for quite some time. It is a complex beast, this thing that we call healthcare. How important is that for not only you personally, Raj, but for your entire team at Lyric to think about that? Get out of that office, get out of your own space and go talk to the end user. How important is that to the whole team and the whole ethos at Lyric?
It's central to everything we do, Mike, and it's not obvious. Over the years, there have been so many things that seem obvious, and everyone wants to come into the industry. And, you know, the first thing that we all highlight just as our own experiences as consumers of healthcare is that there's no one part of the healthcare system that gets top marks. I think the care itself and the innovation that we do around therapies and care is great, but the way that it gets into the hands of the consumers, you know, I think there's much to be desired there. So I think we all start with the notion that you can solve X or Y or Z of that experience problem or the provider-payer collaboration problem or what have you. But there's so many intricacies in healthcare, given it's a regulated industry, it's a highly complex B2B ecosystem. where the fund flows are not obvious. And if the solutions aren't connected to the fund flows and ultimately trace back to the root cause and the problem, then you're perpetually sort of slogging against, you know, the wind and, you know, fighting an uphill battle to get traction. Whereas I think more time spent on problem definition, talking to the consumers, living in the shoes of the consumers broadly and understanding what they're going through, and then tying it back to the business process flows and the workflows and the fund flows that exist in this B2B ecosystem and saying, how would you match up, you know, those two things, right? In some cases, improving an experience from a consumer standpoint doesn't translate to a profitable business for providers, health systems, life sciences, or insurers for that matter. But there is a way to do both, which is improve the experience, you know, and, you know, create profitable, more efficient businesses. And there's a symbiotic sort of virtuous cycle that we created from it, but you can't ignore one or the other and expect to find success in it.
I absolutely love it. It's a great tee up for what we're going to discuss today, all the good things happening inside of Lyric, how you guys are doing exactly that. You're getting out there, you're talking to the end users. But before we go there as well, Raj, we're going to talk about that storied career that positioned you to become the CEO of a company that you are leading into its next generation, if you will. There's a storied history there. We're going to talk all of that and more after we get back from thanking our community champion sponsor.
Healthcare faces a paradox that echoes through generations. While the current practices that help heal patients today are vital, it is crucial to evaluate them through an environmental lens. OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative is a collection of interviews featuring influential thought leaders and industry experts like you who share their sustainability strategies, insights, and provide valuable perspectives from diverse industries to inspire innovation within the healthcare sector. OSHA invites you to join this journey. Want to share your sustainability story? OSHA is actively looking for partners to highlight the important and inspiring work being done around the globe. Check out OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative and series at OSHA.com, that's OSSUR.com, or visit the episode notes and click on their link. Together, and with OSHA helping lead the way, let's all be responsible for tomorrow.
All right, we're back with Rajiv Ronanki, CEO of Lyric. Raj, so great to have you on the podcast. Actually, this has been a long time coming. You and I have hung out a number of times, been a big fan of your work leading up to now where you are here sitting as CEO of Lyric. We have a lot to discuss today, a lot. We're going to discuss how you became the CEO, you know, take us behind the scenes, how that all came to be. You were doing some amazing work at Elevance Now Anthem, or excuse me, the other way around, Anthem Now Elevance. And even before that, when I first met you during your time at Deloitte. So we have a lot to catch up on, a lot to discuss. And of course, most importantly, all the good things happening within the Lyric camp. Talk about where things are headed today, where things are headed tomorrow, what you're seeing on that roadmap, if you will, what we need to be considering from your vantage point. And then of course, how we can help you. But Raj, let's rewind that clock a bit. How'd this all come to be? Give us a little of that journey that led you to becoming the CEO at Lyric.
Yeah, Mike, again, good to see you. It's been far too long. We do need to catch up in person soon. As for your question, you know, these roles just don't just happen and you end up in them by some design. You put in the work. And in my case, my career started out as co-founder and CEO of a couple startups in the late 90s, early 2000s, the first wave of internet startups, if you will. Didn't turn into a Google or an Amazon, but I learned a lot, you know, from those experiences. And since then, I spent 15, 20 years in the consulting business, primarily focused on at the intersection of healthcare and advanced technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain, and figuring out how best to introduce those solutions in a scalable fashion into the clients that we serve while I was at Deloitte and, you know, other management consulting firms. That led to a really privileged run at Anthem, now Elevance, leading all of their digital businesses and being their chief digital officer. It was an incredible opportunity to advance the ball that ultimately impacted millions of consumers of Elevance and the hundreds of thousands of providers that were part of the Elevance, you know, ecosystem, where, you know, for the first time ever, the opportunity to work with a really talented group of leaders and passionate people across the company, you know, all 100,000 plus, that woke up with a singular, you know, sort of purpose in mind of improving the health of humanity and how we could best leverage technology to go do that. So a lot to be gleaned and learned from that experiences, particularly around the regulatory side of healthcare and how best to position solutions that can gain traction in a very complex kind of B2B, you know, ecosystem, if you will. And then not particularly looking for any new opportunities. I was really, I was in the midst of a great run there with a lot more work left to do. But then this opportunity came knocking with a private equity company, TPG, which had just acquired Lyric after a spin out from Change Health, which was acquired by United Optum. And, you know, as I looked into it, I was really fascinated by the story of the company. You know, 20 plus years of serving customers, incredible retention rate. 99% of the customers have retained with Lyric over several decades, you know, working together. And a very clear value proposition for customers, which was an incredible ROI on transactional simplicity and transactional accuracy with claims. So as I looked at that, I thought, well, here's a company that's been, you know, it's not particularly well known, has been around for a while, does yeoman's work, and essentially what's the plumbing of healthcare, you know, connecting payers and providers and simplifying the transaction so that both the payers and providers can ultimately focus more of their time and effort in serving consumers better and improving the, you know, access to care and equality and, you know, all the other objectives that are, you know, higher order than, you know, just getting, you know, claims paid on time and removing the friction from that. So I thought, as I looked at that opportunity, well, here's a great platform in which we can, Lyric can go then, you know, do something more than transactional automation and accuracy, which is ultimately remove the friction between payers and providers and create a more collaborative environment where I think one of the issues that payers face is a lack of education on the provider side and how best to bill for services that are provided to consumers and do it accurately so that transactions could be cleared the first time they're submitted, they're done in real time, and that information is readily available in a transparent manner to providers, to consumers, and all the rest of the stakeholders. And so as I looked at it, I thought Lyric had a great opportunity to go do just that, which is enable providers to be more efficient and more accurate in submitting, you know, the claims for the services that they provided. And with the intelligence on the payer side to pay it accurately and ultimately, you know, down the road, we want to make all that information more readily available to consumers so that, you know, you and I as consumers of health can, you know, let's say talk to a Lyric co-pilot and say, okay, what did happen in that visit? You know, why did I get the care that I did? And more importantly, what do I do next? What can I expect from this? And what might be the implications to my overall health? And how can I stay healthy? And what are the steps I can, you know, take to do so? So all that's within the wheelhouse of, I think, what we can do because of the unique position that we're in the ecosystem and the data that we have access to. And of course, the talent that we've been able to assemble in AI and machine learning and other innovators that have joined the team. So really excited for what we can do and see where we go from here.
Now, Raj, I appreciate kind of setting the stage of where the company has been, where have you been, and now that intersection of you leading the organization. You know, it's been around now for, you know, a couple decades and again, going strong. Like you mentioned, the retention rate just through the roof. Incredible. You know, Raj, we're at a very important time and an intersection in healthcare and just in society with AI and technology. And I know that's something that, you know, you're a world renowned expert on. You have an incredible book, You and AI, that you recently published. How important was that to the Lyric organization, the PE group, to bring somebody in with that unique skill set of this moment in time that we're in, contemplating AI, you know, large language models, et cetera. How important was that a part of this journey of you coming on board?
It was a critical, you know, piece, Mike. You know, the PE group that TPG that hired me to run Lyric, you know, obviously, as with any PE group that's looking to bring in a CEO, which is an important decision, you know, the things to look for would be, have you previously run a PE company? Have you previously been a CEO, run any company of this scale? And while running, you know, business units and divisions within a larger company obviously gives you a lot of experience that, you know, translates to being a CEO of an independent company, not having done it before, there's always a question mark. You know, can you do it? Will you be up to speed? Will you be, you know, able to get into the details as you would and, you know, steward the company in the appropriate direction? Obviously, that was a thing that needed to be proven and which there was no way that they would know that before I was hired in. So they had to take a risk and take a bet. And so what I think convinced them to take that leap was eventually my vision around AI and what AI can do for Lyric. And more importantly, all of the lessons learned of what's worked and what hasn't worked in AI over the last, you know, 10, 12 years, having cataloged where the industry has taken steps and perhaps didn't see the success that it would have expected to. Other unsung heroes and initiatives where there has been a lot of traction, but not a lot of fanfare, you know, sort of studying that and understanding the reasons why that worked. And then ultimately how we could apply all of those learnings to Lyric and help Lyric achieve its full potential in the ecosystem and ultimately have an impact in simplifying the business care. So that if you put all that together, that's what got me over the hump. And so far off to a great start. Love working with TPG and the group of partners there. I'm very knowledgeable about the patterns they see in the industry and really work collaboratively with management teams to help us achieve, you know, all our goals and objectives.
Well, you're coming up on your 1 year anniversary here soon of leading Lyric, Raj. And of course, you know, let's pretend we're at a major health tech conference and I see you on stage, you're getting ready to discuss Lyric. What's that elevator pitch? What's that stage talk if somebody in the audience says, Raj, who's Lyric? How would you answer them?
Yeah, well, you know, Lyric's purpose, as you said in the intro, Mike, is to simplify the business of care. And all of our employees every day wake up with that singular, you know, purpose in mind. And all of the solutions that we create, whether they're based in AI or machine learning or just conventional analytics, all are predicated on answering that question, is how do we simplify the business of care? And to do that, we have an end-to-end platform for payment accuracy and transactional automation to improve the collaboration between payers and providers, to make sure that all the services that are rendered by providers in a care delivery setting are adequately codified and built and paid in real time.
Well, you nailed it on stage, Raj. I imagine, you know, very crystal clear in regards to the audience hearing that message on who exactly Lyric is. So thank you for that. Now, Raj, let's talk about the successes, right? Again, and what the experience has been like from those end users. We need to stop listening to what we think about our own technology, our own services. What are the end users saying? How's that feedback been? Again, you know, you've been out at the helm for almost a year. You've probably been out there talking to your customers, your end users. What's the feedback been?
Yeah, Mike. So one of the pleasures of this job as I first joined and, you know, took on the role was to go out and do a roadshow with our customers and, you know, talk to everyone that uses our software, everyone that benefits from our software. So the C-suite, you know, customers, if you will, that have an appreciation for the value that we deliver for them. And then the frontline users that use our software day in, day out in order to sort of do their jobs more effectively and, you know, simplify their jobs in some ways. And the feedback's been incredible. You know, the customer NPS ratings have been really off the charts. And as I said, the retention rates, you know, just really, you know, unparalleled in our industry, you know, with 99%+ retention. But beyond that, what I find most gratifying is as our teams take me in and we talk to the people, the frontline users that are on point to get claims paid accurately on time or on point to deliver, you know, cost of care savings targets, you know, to their management and to their teams. They're very appreciative of the innovation and type of solutions that we bring to the table and embrace it. And the first question they ask is, what else can you do for us? Which is very rare. And, you know, open the doors readily to collaborate, innovate, and, you know, to really think of Lyric as an extension of their own teams versus a vendor or a partner, you know, that's a third party, you know, to them. So it's just been an incredible few months to learn all that from our customers, and a testament to really the great work done by the Lyric teams over the last, you know, 20, 25 years to build that, which is, as you know, not easy in our industry.
Well, speaking of, you mentioned, you know, your customers are asking, what else can you do? Let's go there. Let's talk a little future state. We'll grab the crystal ball off the shelf. I want to discuss a couple things with you, Raj. You know, again, highly admire your work, been a big fan of yours, fortunate enough to call you a friend. So we've been able to, you know, meet up and collaborate and discuss on many different things over the years. Love how you think about where we're going as well. Where is the industry heading when you start thinking about this environment that you're in with Lyric? And then, of course, where's Lyric going to be as well when you start thinking about how fast technology is moving? We just discussed it a little bit on the front end. Things are moving at a much, much faster rate, and it just seems like it's only getting faster. Where are things heading? Where's that intersection of the industry writ large that you see coupled with Lyric next 2 to 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think as you and I have talked about frequently, I think we live in perhaps the most interesting time of technology evolution, at least in the last couple of decades. And as I look ahead to what's around the corner, just with more and more exponential progress on AI and, you know, all the things that we're seeing now, almost think of it as, you know, if those capabilities are doubled, tripled in the next, you know, 18, 24, 36 months, how far along we will be relative to where we are today. There's innovation happening at the chip level, and, you know, love that, you know, our government is kind of really emphasizing that and providing an impetus to create sort of chips that will help us get an even more, you know, even bigger advantage, you know, with AI. I look forward to seeing where that goes. Very quietly, quantum computing, I think, has been making very steady progress. And I think call it, you know, 4 to 5, 6 years away from being relevant in the enterprise and the world. So very excited for what could come from there. Blockchain is another technology that's been rapidly maturing. There's some really good healthcare solutions that are running on, you know, blockchain-based infrastructure. Even JP Morgan has embraced that in fintech and have been rolling out a lot of solutions there. So if you look at the convergence of all these trends, AI, blockchain, quantum, you know, the latest development in cryptography and cyber, and intersect that with advances in hardware, I think what we can do in terms of business ideas on that is just tremendous. And no surprise, Lyric is looking at all of that and saying, how do we leverage those technology trends and those advancements to do even more innovative work than we have been in the past? And that's going to come down to leveraging our strengths. And our strengths are in our access to the data from our customers, which represents, you know, claims and related data from 181 million lives. And so we see an incredible depth and breadth of data from which we can create a lot of predictive insights as to what might happen in any given person's healthcare journey. Imagine, you know, Mike, if let's say I walk into my provider's office tomorrow and I have a swollen knee from whatever weekend warrior activities happen. And ordinarily, let's say the progression of that is, you know, a knee replacement in, you know, call it 10 to 18 months. And typically the intersections where payers interact with that information is one, I've gone in for a swollen knee. I might, you know, they might see a claim for that, get settled, life goes on. The next thing they might see is a prior auth for a knee replacement some, you know, 10, 18 months from now. And really in the middle, there's not much, you know, engagement that happens between the insurance company and the consumer. You know, it's really just, if anything, it happens between the provider and the consumer. So in that sort of fragmented, you know, ecosystem, healthcare is mostly reactive. You know, you're reacting to the swollen knee event, you're reacting to the knee replacement. You're not really doing anything proactive about what else could happen between that first swollen knee episode and potentially the cure for that. So I think what Lyric can do is start to predict that, hey, I've gone in for a swollen knee, you know, sort of diagnosis. That means that three or four things could happen from there. But what if we then engage the consumer right there then to say, here's two therapeutic paths that you can take that might delay or even offset the need for knee replacement. Here's how you can get better. Here's some alternative drug therapies or what have you. All of that could be pursued without necessarily binary zero or one, only one type of outcome. So I see Lyric as enabling that predictive ecosystem that gives insights to providers, to health plan, you know, customers, as well as consumers to really understand what are the next best actions one could take to ultimately turn healthcare into a much more predictive, you know, proactive and personalized system, as opposed to just reacting to the events that have happened.
Well, and also I think looking at the painting that you're creating here is an opportunity to really impact value-based care as well, right? We are continuing to move towards that as a country. What are your thoughts there? Because what I'm seeing on this painting that you're starting to brush out a bit is an exciting future for that space as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great connection point, Mike, which is the contractual basis on which all of this can happen really is value-based care. And of course, you know, a lot of people have given up on it and it's not a new concept. You know, people have been trying to do it in one way, shape or form for the last, you know, two decades with varying degrees of success. But it's such a difficult ecosystem and such a complicated ecosystem in our country that it will ultimately take time to get traction at scale, but it will happen because it is the only way that will turn around, you know, the cost, you know, escalation, the premium escalations, the access to care issues, the health equity issues, all this stuff is wrapped around fundamentally a flawed fee-for-service kind of funding architecture, which emphasizes volume of care versus quality of care. And so I think us giving the stakeholders in the ecosystem, the tools and the capabilities to ultimately facilitate outcomes-based contracting means that then providers will ultimately, you know, have to see patients more longitudinally. What is going to happen from point A to point B to point C and eventually improve health span, improve lifespan, improve health outcomes longitudinally versus just thinking of it as a intervention, you know, surgically, and no pun intended, here and there. And so I think the analytics and the predictive capabilities we're creating, and ultimately the intervention mechanisms, which could be digital, it could be virtual, it could be in person, it could be in a home setting, all of those things I think will reduce the cost of care of those delivery mechanisms and make it more feasible for providers to administer value-based care contracts and win, you know, with payers so that everyone is more healthy financially, and ultimately keep the consumers healthy, you know, from a wellness perspective.
Absolutely love it. Well, we're going to put the crystal ball back on the proverbial shelf for now, and we're going to bring it back to current state. Raj, this community rallied around the podcast, some of the best minds in our industry, you included. I know you've been a listener, and now you're here on the other side of the mic, which is awesome. So let's tap into those listeners. Let's tap into that ecosystem of incredible leaders, and let's have them be able to help you out. What's that one problem, need, or question that you and the Lyric team have that this community can be helping you with?
Well, I think kudos on the podcast and the community you've built. Listen to many of your podcasts, find it incredibly, you know, valuable and insightful. And I think obviously the community you've developed around it is a testament, I think, to your leadership as well. So thank you for doing that. As to how the community can help, going back to the beginning, would love to understand the problems. All of us are in one way, shape or form consumers of healthcare. You know, some have family, some have parents, you know, others just experience care. We'd love to understand your experiences. What's worked? What hasn't? How can we change things? What would be the one thing that, if we did it right, would help you in your day-to-day lives? We have many, many thousands of stories around that, but never enough. So we'd love to understand that, you know, hear directly, you know, from your listeners on what their problems are as in their day-to-day healthcare journeys. And I promise you that every one of those will get cataloged as a user's journey that ultimately will shape, you know, the future direction of our product.
Love it. Well, in order to be able to connect with you, Raj, how do they get a hold of you? Social media handles, websites, contact points online. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, lyric.ai is our website. There's a way to get in touch with us using that website. I'm on LinkedIn under Rajiv Ronanki or X, same handle, at Rajiv Ronanki, or you can email me at raj@lyric.ai.
And I will like to note that this is the first podcast where the platform formerly known as Twitter has been referenced as X. So you get that award, my friend. It's the very first time in these 4 years of doing this, someone finally referenced it as its current name. So thank you for that. Raj, we're going to wind it down. I know we can spend a heck of a lot of time together. Can't wait for another conversation with you. I always leave with so much great knowledge and insight from all the things that you're working on. But before we let you get out of here, we have a fill in the blank. I'm a passionate pioneer because...
I'm a passionate pioneer because I have relentless curiosity on how to change the world.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, Raj, thank you so much for taking time to be with us and our community today. Can't wait to see you again soon in person, my friend. But for now, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Mike, thanks for having me. Congrats on the community that you've curated and all that you do to advance key topics in healthcare. And thanks for having me and giving me an opportunity to talk about AI, responsible AI, and all the things that Lyric's up to have an impact on healthcare and ultimately simplify the business of care.
Thank you for joining us today on Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. We'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast so we can continue to improve this community and to further support the pioneers being featured. Lastly, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and colleagues to join us. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you back with us during our next episode.